Morse Family, winner of 47 national awards, a Carlton E. Morse creation. One Man's Family, now in its 27th year, is dedicated to the mothers and fathers of the younger generation and to their bewildering offspring. In 60 seconds, we'll hear Chapter 20, Book 134 of the Barber Family Saga. Today, Confessions of a Bridegroom. It's after midnight now, and all the houses on Seacliff Drive, save two, are locked in sleep. Windows are still brightly lighted at the home of the willowy widow, Mrs. Queenie Swan. There's a party there. And 13 doors down at the barber's, the porch light glows invitingly. While in the library, the senior barbers are nodding beside the fire.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Henry, let's go to bed. Mm-hmm. When Paul telephones, one of us can get up and answer it.
Said he'd call at midnight. It's only 5 minutes after.
You're so tired, you're muttering.
No, Fanny, you go along. I'm sitting up for something else. Now I can't remember what it was.
Daniel. Daniel, he's at the party.
Oh, yes, at Queenie Swan's. That's what I want to hear about.
Yeah, you see, you're out on your feet. Well, I'm going.
Here's Daniel. Here he is. Daniel?
Hello, Grandfather.
Oh, it's Hank. Good evening, Captain.
Oh, hi, Grandmother. Hope you weren't waiting up for me.
You have late duty?
No, I had a date. I say I've been out on a date with one of the nurses.
First I've heard of it.
First time I've told it.
Now, Henry, don't pry. Well, I'm going up.
Yeah, go ahead.
If I don't hear the telephone, wake me up.
Yep.
Good night, Hank.
Good night, Grandmother.
Sit down, Hank. Paul decided at the last minute to go to New York on the regular 7:30 jet cargo flight. Promised to telephone us after midnight, or about that. So I'm going up anyway.
Air freight business, was it?
We don't know. Paul didn't say.
That sounds normal.
Paul had been trying all afternoon to reach Consider Martin at the San Moritz.
Oh? I saw a postcard he wrote to Pinky. It was addressed okay, but he forgot to put any message on it.
Actually, the address was written in a very shaky hand. That's what disturbed us.
Oh.
Brandy, you know. He's much given to furtive nips of brandy.
Well, maybe. He's still registered at the San Moritz, huh?
Yes, same room. Hadn't been in it for several days. At least the clerks hadn't seen him. Oh, here's Daniel. Come in, Daniel. How was the party?
Oh, it's Pinky. Hi, Pink.
Oh, Pinky. Oh, I thought he was upstairs in bed.
Hi. Still out there, Pink? Hello.
Come and join us. We're waiting for Daniel to get home from Queenie Swan's, and Paul is expected to telephone from New York. What's the matter with you?
I'm okay. I'm Grado.
Yeah.
What's the news from Greta? When will she be home again? Next week.
Did you hear from her today?
Yeah. It was kind of personal.
She's not ill?
No, she's fine. How are you? Lost a little weight, haven't you? A couple of pounds, maybe.
Yes. How is your job at the municipal railway? Pinky? Have they got you doing pretty heavy work?
Hey, what's this? A postcard with no message on it.
Yeah, I thought you'd seen that. Everybody else has.
It's from CV. Forgot the message. Brother, I bet he's worn to a frazzle.
Yeah. Pinky, what sort of work do you do?
I'm pretty tired, Grandfather. I'm going up to bed.
You didn't answer my question. How are things on the job? Are you getting along all right? Pinky?
He went on upstairs.
We can't find out what they have him doing. He fogs it up or walks out of the room. Can't even find out if he had to join a union. Or how they train him. Nothing.
You know, I watched a grip man on a cable car the other day. That's kind of tough work.
Yeah.
They all look bigger than Pinky.
Sometimes, you know, Hank, just between you and me, I think an analyst... What do you call him? A psychoanalyst? What do you think... Would that help Pinky, do you suppose?
It'd be a long shot and pretty expensive.
I wouldn't mind the expense if it did any good.
Well, I don't know.
He's a married man now. He's got to get started on his life's work. The boy is floundering around.
Yeah, poor Greta.
Yeah. You know, I ran into Russ Farnsworth today. It was his day to visit the children. And he's been seeing a Dr. Felix Ferranti. I must say that Russ's manners have improved.
Really?
Yeah, big change today. Why, butter wouldn't melt in his mouth.
That's kind of a startling report.
Henry, do you realize what time it is? You'll be exhausted in the morning and grumpy all day. Besides, we shouldn't sit up and question Daniel. It's none of our business. Henry, do you hear me?
Yes, Fanny, I'll be along.
Well, please come right away.
Yes.
Where is Dan, did you say?
Mrs. Queenie Swan needed an extra man for dinner.
Oh?
Extra men are difficult to find. Now that your mother is away, Daniel will be in great demand, especially at Queenie Swan's. Yes, who went by?
Oh, Pinky on his way to the kitchen. Hey, Pink.
Yes.
Kind of moody tonight.
Yeah. Hey, go ahead. Get a good night's sleep. I'll go out to the breakfast room and have some homemade bread and applesauce and find out, if I can, what is bothering the boy.
In the kitchen, Pinky, in robe and pajamas, is gloomily eating a midnight snack of crackers and milk. He looks up without welcome as his grandfather comes in.
Mind if I join you? Wouldn't you rather have applesauce and homemade bread?
No, sir.
Did you work late this evening?
No, sir.
Getting along all right on the job?
There's milk here, Grandfather.
Oh, thank you.
A lot of cars out in front of Queenie Swan.
Yes, party. Your stepfather was invited and seemed glad to go.
Yeah.
Gets dull here, no doubt. Mrs. Swan has been calling him ever since he got back from Scotland, trying to get him over there on one pretext or another. Yeah, there. Nothing like homemade bread and fresh homemade applesauce. Mmm.
Well, that's all I want. Guess I'll go to bed.
Piggy.
Yes, sir?
I still haven't got clear in my mind what sort of work they have you doing.
Oh, well...
They don't start you out as a gripman, do they?
Oh, no, no. No, it's all kind of... Well, it's pretty complicated, Grandfather.
Yes.
Nothing is as simple as it looks from the outside. I sure found that out.
You start out as an apprentice gripman, I presume.
Well, a grip man needs a lot of muscle, banging those levers, you know. By the end of 8 hours, you've really had it. That's why they give you a thorough physical.
Have you tried out as a gripman on a cable car yet?
Listen, did somebody come in?
Yes. I didn't hear anything.
I thought the front door closed.
I didn't hear it. Oh, no. Now then, tell me something else. Oh, not that you've told me anything so far. What did Greta have to say?
Just that she'd be back next week and I guess I'd better wash my dishes.
What's the matter with you, Pinky? What's wrong? Come now. What is it?
She sent a message. How proud she is of me for getting my own job without using the family and turning down all the jobs the family lined up. She's very proud of me, she said.
Well, what's wrong with that? That's a splendid message.
Oh, sure. The only trouble is... Well, don't tell this to anybody, will you? Just keep it to yourself until I can break it to Greta.
Oh, oh.
My boss at Muni, well, he decided I'm not heavy enough ever to be a grip man. So I didn't say anything, but last Monday they let me go.
Here, here. Go on to bed, Pinky. I'll straighten up in the kitchen. Here, go on to bed.
Didn't you turn off the porch light?
No, I left that for Daniel.
But Daniel came in, Henry.
Eh? Oh. We were in the kitchen.
He had a wonderful time, he said.
Yes. Well, I'll go turn off the porch light then.
Oh, and then for goodness sake, let's quiet down.
As soon as we do, Paul will telephone.
And we'll have a nap first if you'll settle down. What in the world were you doing down there?
Talking to Pinky.
Oh, how's he getting along?
Fanny, if you want a nap, the thing to do is to forget all about Pinky. Otherwise, we won't sleep all night. Yes. I would have been wiser if I'd gone to bed at 10.
Today's chapter concludes the present series of One Man's Family. We wish to thank all our loyal listeners who have followed One Man's Family throughout the years. One Man's Family was written by Harlan Ware and directed by Carlton E. Morse, and features J. Anthony Smythe, Bernice Berwin, Paige Gilman, Russell Thorson, and Mary Adams. One Man's Family is a Carlton E. Morse production and came to you from California.